let's talk about some of these matchups. You're a little bit less confident in the overall talent of that Saints defense. It's as if their outstanding offense has prevented people from seeing those weaknesses as well. Tell me what you think about the matchup of a Deuce McAllister against that Bears defensive front without a Tommy Harris, without a Mike Brown.
Well, I you know, obviously last week, you know, the Bears kind of struggled trying to maintain any kind of force as far as the defense is concerned. And sure, you know, when you lose a guy like Tommy Harris, when you lose a guy, you know, Mike Brown is what Bob Sanders is to the Indianapolis Colts. You know, he's the guy that's going to walk down. He's going to be that eighth guy in the box and running situation. And when you're missing two of your top players, that makes life a little more difficult for everyone else. Now, granted, you're only as good as your backups, and those guys who step in have got to get the job done. But, you know, all things being equal, you'd like that those guys were high-round draft picks. Those guys were starters for a reason. And you got to believe that they're going to want to control the flow of the game. And, you know, they're going to get a steady dose of Deuce McAllister between the tackles. And you're going to get a steady dose of them moving Reggie Bush around, trying to get him balls in certain situations, trying to get him his touch. I think, you know, the two-headed monster that they've got working, you know, is really a great recipe for Drew Brees to, you know, throw the ball with success.
Well, let's talk about the fact that this very successful Saints offense was playing without Joe Horn, who's probably going to be back this week. You add him to Marcus Colston and Devery Henderson, and you're matching them up against Tillman, Ricky Manor Jr., and Nathan Basher. How's that match up for you?
Well, I mean, to have Joe Horn back is huge, because once you get to your three wide receiver sets and you want to get vertical with the ball, those three guys can cause a lot of problems for you. You know, without him last week, you know, it was a little more difficult for Drew Brees to look down the field and complete passes. But I can imagine, you know, when they really want to spread it out, they really want to get Reggie Bush in open situations, you know, with those three guys, it's going to cause a lot of stress. You know, Chicago's held up all year long very well. I think if they can get pressure with the front four, I think, you know, they'll be fine in the secondary, because the secondary and our defensive line, you know, work hand in hand. You know, any defensive lineman will tell you that. You know, any defensive lineman worth his beans will tell you that. And any DB worth his beans will tell you that when the guys are getting pressure up front, it makes the secondary look good. And when the secondary is covering well in the back, it makes the guys up front look well. So, you know, if they can get good pressure with just the front four, then that bodes well for their defensive backs. And if their defensive backs, you know, can kind of get a read on what's going on and at least stay close enough, you know, to make Drew Brees either have to make the close fit or make him check, you know, go all the way to his third read in his progression, well, then that's going to be a big plus for that defense, their front four.
With the speed of the Chicago Bears defense, how does that match up if they do what they've been doing, which is mixing it up very nicely between McAllister and Reggie Bush? How's that speed match up against Reggie Bush?
Well, I think with Reggie Bush, you have to realize where he is at all times. You got to realize that when he's in the game, he's an integral part of what they're doing. I just don't think that Reggie Bush is the type of player, when you're in spread formations or when he's lined up as a wide receiver, I don't think he's the type of guy that you ever leave one-on-one with someone or you play zone defense with him on the field. I think that you have to have two guys on him. You've got to have one guy that's on him right now, and you've got to have another guy that's coming. You got to double him, because he's a huge difference maker. I mean, the guy's so quick, got so much movement, and he's so fast that, you know, the first guy, most of the time, he's going to make that guy miss. But the first guy just go ahead and takes his shot and can slow him down enough for the second guy. You get there and make the play, you stand a better chance. But I think that what they have to do, you know what you're going to get out of Deuce McAllister. They're going to move Reggie Bush all over the place. And as they move him all over the place, I think you have to have a separate package for when he's in the game, because they move him and they put him in predictable, what I would see is predictable situations, because where they move him, they're putting him there for a specific reason. So you got to study enough film and understand how they're trying to attack you and how they're trying to use him